obviously we have to feel good about our start first, you know, almost two periods, but at the same time, it's a 60-minute hockey game for a reason. And you know, whether they got a little bit of life from, you could maybe call a fluky goal, but that's no excuse for us. And we weren't sharp the last period, and definitely weren't moving our feet and skating and being as assertive as we were in the first two periods. That was giving us a lot of success and allowing us to spend a lot of time in their own end. So we'll look at some things and keep improving here.
The result notwithstanding, you know, you look at this last week as trying to make sure you're getting yourself in preparation and ready for when the puck drops on October 6th, and were the first few periods a good step in that direction?
Yeah, obviously, like you said, I think we'll have, in the grand scheme of things, you know, more good things to look at than bad, but, you know, sometimes the team only needs a few looks to capitalize and make the difference in the game. So we can continue to be tighter checking as a team and better structured and better execution with the puck.
There's a lot of young players who are battling for spots on this team. As you guys start to pick up your game and they kind of follow them behind, how positive is the sign for that for some of the younger players that are trying to make a name for themselves and maybe make this roster?
I think they've all had great contributions, you know, the ones that are still with us, and obviously, you know, a handful that have been sent along the way, but I think the handful that are with us are, you know, all eyes and ears and just trying to soak everything up. A lot of information going their way, and obviously the pace was a little bit quicker against this team than I thought the national game at home that I was in, at least, and you know, they handled it really well, and they just know that the strength of their game is their speed and skill and being assertive, and they're trying to do that as much as possible.
We think a Chernak overall, get a chance to play with him and some tough matchups.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can see the size, obviously, covers a lot of ground, good skater as well, too. So, like I said, another one of those guys which was talking a lot to me, asking me questions and stuff, talking through plays on the bench. I love that stuff, and it's great that he's, you know, wanting to try and experience things and see things and be better out there. And I thought he's been awesome here. Two games with him, really solid pretty good couple games for him.
Ryan, is it odd to face the same team three times in a row in preseason, then open the season against them?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a little bit of circumstances where the closest two teams to each other, so obviously that plays into it as far as preseason goes, but, you know, I think it's a good thing, too. I mean, we can look at our two players, things did well, and we're going to see the same team, so we'll be able to make adjustments to some of their systems and keep working on changing things on the fly and getting better as a group, and I think our group's going to look forward to having better results in the next time around.
Ryan, did you get a chance to talk to that?